our meeting tonight, and I'll declare the meeting open at 6:03. And with the acknowledgement to country, we wish to acknowledge the traditional owners on the land in which we meet today and pay our respects to elders past, present and future. I'd like to welcome to the meeting all of the councillors here that are stepping in as deputies. Joe, good evening. And Dr. Jude Balm, sitting behind me somewhere, the Managing Director of Infinity Training, thank you. Fellow staff members, and there are no one else that I'm aware of. All right, so we've gone to, if I can, to the any leave of absence required? No? Sorry, no leave of absence noted, and apologies.
Just Councillor Sutherland.
Sorry?
Councillor Sutherland.
Councillor Sutherland.
He's on a leave.
Yes.
Is that here from tomorrow?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking Councillor McBlooming is an apology.
All right. No one else? Okay.
Good Chair, is that because of conflict between WALGA and EMRC in this case?
Actually, you might be right.
But she knocked down to the apology.
She only moved house yesterday, so she wasn't very well yesterday.
Okay. 3.1, the disclosures of interest. Are the interests of disclosure apart from yourself, Mr. CEO?
No, none received.
No? Yes, that's yourself. And Ms. Alston-Croft also has a interest affecting impartiality.
Add something. I was looking last night and saw about sewers, and I realised that I have, yes, that I have a cousin that is a sales rep for them. Don't know if that's actually...
So that's the waste collection company.
Yeah.
Yeah, so third cousin, but anyway, I just thought I'd mention that, so, okay.
Well, you either want to register, I don't think there's anything there that we need to worry about. It might be different if it was your brother. All right, announcements by the Chair. I have no announcements by the Chair. Sorry, I should say, yes. I beg your pardon. There's the 2021-22 related party transactions and disclosures. So these forms are due to be returned to the MRC no later than the 14th of July. So same what you do in council has to be done here as well. So all those forms will be circulated and you can have them back to the staff. That would be terrific. Yeah?
Same thing.
Am I not keeping up very well? Jet lag getting home last night at 11:45.
That's why we're here.
That's why you're here, thank you. 4.2, the annual return forms, also the same thing. They need to be filled in and sent back. Number 5, response to previous public questions. There are none. Public question time. There is none. Applications for leave, indicated previously, there are none. Petitions, deputations and presentations. There is a presentation tonight by Mr. Balm, and we'll move on to that as we go through the agenda. 9, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. Meetings held on the 26th of May. I need someone to move. Second. Councillor Osterzewski and seconded by Councillor Thomas. Anyone against? Carried. Questions by members, which Junos has been given?
No. Nope. Questions received.
Questions by members without notice. Any of those? No. Nope. Announcements of confidential matters which the meeting may be closed to. There is one for 14.1, which is the Audit Committee the Regional Waste Collection Service update and the Chief Executive's performance. And 13, and we'll come back to those, 13 business have not dealt with from a previous meeting is nil. So, yes. So, with your indulgence, what I'd like to be able to do, because we have Jude in the room, is to bring the item of the CO forward so Jude can do a presentation to the councillors that are here. And to do that, we may need to move behind closed doors. So I need someone. Thank you. Councillor Hamilton and Councillor Jings. Anyone against? Yep. And there is opposition from Councillor Ostaszewski. Should be put it in the standing. Should be a standing, shouldn't it?
That's just the
first. That's fine. It's okay. That's good. All right. So with that then, we are now behind closed doors. Sorry. Any questions on 14.1? No. Questions on 14.2? No. 14.3? No. 14.4? No. 14.5? No. 14.6, question?
No question, but I'd like to... Are we pulling the item?
Yes, we are.
Yes, I'd like that.
14.6?
Sorry, that was
14.6. Oh, sorry, beg your pardon. I wrote it in the wrong place. 14.7.
Sorry, it's going so quick. Can I tell you what page numbers I have questions on, please?
Well, can you know the item numbers you've got?
Yes, but yeah, getting the hang of this diligent boards. But I've got a question for page 22 and I think it was 20... Oh, gosh, 230, sorry.
Can you tell me what the item numbers is on page 22, please?
It's 14.1.
14.1? List of accounts
paid. In my annotation, so it's just... I do just have two questions, so, yeah, I don't...
So is it on the list of accounts paid?
Gosh, I don't know. Because when I go to pay... I think it is. It's 14.1, I think.
Yep.
Page 22. Sorry, when I've got my annotations, it doesn't tell me up the top where I'm at.
And is that the two questions on the same item, Councillor?
No, I think page 230 is right down the end, so I don't know what number... what we're up to yet, yeah. 14 point something. Sorry, but
page that might be.
I find it hard to use this one here.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's got a second question.
Is there another item,
Councillor? Yeah, it's just on the councillor fees and allowances, so I'm not sure if I'm up to that yet. 15.1, I thought I heard audit committee, but sorry.
Oh, this is the,
I find it hard to get this computer to where I've made notes to what number
fees
we're up to.
Fees and charges.
Yep. Okay. So I'll just continue on then. 14.7. There was nothing on 14.7.
Can I just ask a question about that? Sorry, I haven't got it in front of me, but if you wanted to register for the waste corporates, just straight to you.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, if you just would send an email to myself, then we can register the councillor.
Yep.
Okay. And anything on 14.8? No. So what I have pulled is a question on 14.1. I have a question in relation to 14.6. Yes? And is there another one?
15.1, actually, sorry.
I think we've gone past. I don't have it. Sorry?
The next item.
The next item. Yeah.
Oh, that's 15.
All right, so can I have a mover and a second then to adopt all those not withdrawn? Councillor Hamilton, seconded by Councillor Jeans. Anyone opposed? Declare those all carried. All right, let's go to a question on 14.1, Councillor Ciccini.
Yes, on page 22, if I can find it, I just had a question on just the labour hire. It's obviously a lot of money every month for that. Are we finding it hard to find people for permanent full-time positions, or do we just always use labour hire? Or
Through the chair, yes, it is difficult to get people, and actually we're losing staff as well. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to replace staff as well through labour hire. But also if there's a windy night or a windy day, a big easterly coming through, then we got a lot of litter going around the landfill site, so we have to have casuals just picking up litter. So typically we use labour hire. We're trying to minimise labour hire because it's better to have the knowledge in-house, but it's just the reality of the business we're in that we need labour hire.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Oh, sorry, I do have another question. My microphone's still on. Page 23, JD Organics, FOGO products, $21,153.88. What is that exactly that we're paying for, Tuff?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. So what happens is we've got the interim FOGO facility at Red Hill, and we've engaged JD Organics to do the testing and then blending to make it suitable for the spec of the OMTID trial that we got at Denny Avenue. So they do the blending and adding the sand and then transporting that material to Denny Avenue. So there's revenue against that as well, plus a profit margin.
No more questions? No more questions? Okay. Can someone move that item? No more questions. Councillor Thomas. Seconded by Councillor Hamilton. Anyone against? Nope. Okay. 14.6 is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah. Just in regards to 14.6, we have a council policy 3.5, which is a purchasing policy, and that policy was not referenced at all in this report. So I'd just like some understanding as to why that policy wasn't even mentioned in this report.
Mr. CEO.
Through to the chair. In terms of the exemptions for the tender regulations, the overarching guidance is actually from the legislation, which builds the principles of which all policies has to adhere to. So our purchasing policy adheres to the local government functions in general, regulations, and specifically regarding tenders. So it spells out in the function in general. So when, in terms of convention, when we look at quoting, we don't necessarily need to quote the policy, but if we quote the legislation, that ranks higher in that convention. That's why that you will notice in terms of our recommendation there, and also within the report, it specifies the local government functions and general regulations. So that's why it ranks slightly higher in that sense. So it's just more of convention, how we reference any guidance on that regard.
Thank you. And I would like to speak on the item when I get a chance to. Thank you.
Well, no more questions, anyone? All right, so I need a mover and a seconder. Move Councillor Jings, seconded by Councillor O'Connor. Is there anyone against? Up to you, open the back.
Yes, through the chair. Look, I think this is a one-off situation where the MRC is in a bit of a unique situation where a contractor who has the knowledge on this particular project and extensive knowledge and has worked on the project up until December of 2021 and to go for an open tender situation would obviously delay the process for continuation, but also opens it up to a situation where if someone, a contractor came in at a lower price, for instance, and I'm just hypothesising at this stage, but the problem there is that they wouldn't have any expertise. They'd have to bring themselves up to speed on the whole project, which is quite a complicated project, a one-off project. And I think, as I said, as in a one-off situation, I think that this is quite appropriate that we go down this path.
Seconder?
Yeah. I'll just add that I'm usually really reluctant to go beyond the regulations of tender operations, but if we do, and in the interest of saving time, there's always the risk that you compromise the rules and the checks and balances. But I'm confident that the people who know the project inside and out are the only and the best people who can do it properly. I'm not interested in having someone come in and then try and learn the project, because it's a one-off. It's not something that you can say, oh, I know this model or this design. It is a one-off, and if you only one person knows it and the CEO is confident that they are the best people, then I would back that decision.
Thank you. Councillor against?
Thank you. I do have another question based on the stuff I've just heard. I hope it's related. When you go out to tender do you outline what the tender specifically is looking for in regard? So the things where this organisation or this company has had previous experience, would that be the type of thing that you would ask for? Could you ask that type of thing in a tender? Previous experience, previous knowledge, etc., etc. Could that be asked for in a tender?
Yes, of course, and that's how you evaluate the tender, and it's weighted actually. You know, previous experience. Mm. The issue is that this is a pilot plant, and there is no previous experience with this technology. Where this organization has experience with is actually with the project, because they've gone through a tender process through Energy, and they were selected to be the preferred tenderer by Energy at the time. And we were involved actually writing the scope, and we were kind of looking over Energy's shoulder when they went through the tender submissions and when they awarded. And I think from the report you can see they went to 5 companies, only 2 of them tendered. And then the company where the contract was awarded to, they pulled out, and another tender on the list, which is Avora, they then got the job. And they worked on the job for about 4 to 5 months. So they've got an understanding of what is required and of the kind of project, what it is.
So if I can go back to my debate now, the information that you've just provided is not the information that I have in regards to Avora. My understanding is that Energy sought tenders for the project originally. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we were told that there were 3 tenderers, but that's actually, there were 5 tenderers that sought tenders from 5 electrical contractors. 3 of them declined they sought from 5, 3 of them declined, and the 2 that were submitted tenders were Inlex and MVLV, and those Inlex was appointed, but then market conditions changed and they withdrew from the contract. So my understanding is that Energy then went and approached electrical contractors. So Avora was never actually part of a tender process in the first place. So the reason I asked questions about what can we put into the tender, because I kind of feel as though Avora hasn't been through a tender process, they just have been selected. And yes, they have been the company that has been working on the project. But if we were to set up a tender that said previous experience, knowledge of the project, et cetera, and there are weightings based on those things, Avora, if they were to submit a tender, depending on what the other tenderers were to provide, would provide a very favourable tender, in my opinion. So we would jump on them to do the project, so we'd achieve the outcome that we're after anyway. I'm just a little concerned that Avora hasn't been through a tender process, and I would prefer, because of what Councillor O'Connor said, that those checks and balances that are in place for a reason are followed. I do, however, understand everything that everyone has said in terms of time and the importance of this project and getting this project done. So I don't disagree with any of you on that. As you might have learnt from these council meetings and experiencing me, I'm very much a stickler for process and making sure that governance is like the bee's knees, because if you don't have strong governance, little other bits and pieces fall apart and you come in, you have problems. So that is the only reason why I wish to vote against this, is because Evora hasn't gone through the tender process. I believe we could go to tender with a tender document that says these are things we're looking for, weighted appropriately, Evora would be looked at favourably, they would get the contract anyway. So that's the only reason, they're the reasons why I wish to vote against this. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else for the motion? Anyone else against the motion? All right, write a reply. Thank you, Councillor Jones.
Thank you, through the chair. I suppose one of the aspects of looking at this whole thing is also risk. And I'd say risk in this particular project has always been high. I would imagine that the negotiations that have been made by the MRC in the recent months is to firm up this particular contractor that he can do the work. The risk is that if we go out to tender, that could all change, because we're in a not an extreme but an absolute extreme market situation with mining. The situation with mining, where mining just keep on bumping up pricing, so therefore local government is virtually not in the game. So look, I understand what you've said. I assume that the MRC staff have done all the due diligence within the project, but I still believe that we need to minimise the risk and get on with the project. And one way to get on with the project is use the existing contractors at a price that hopefully has been scrutinised to the last dollar.
Okay. Thank you. All right, then I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Okay. And against? Councillor Ostaszewski. So you got all that, ladies? Declare it carried. Thank you. Alrighty, I think that's now the end of those reports by employees, and we now can go to...
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, apologies. Under item 14.7, so we do have to have some names.
No, we said
sorry.
Email
them in.
Email the CEO.
We just need to approve the resolution. Remember, the policy requires approval. Okay. It has to be pre-approved.
The names?
Yeah.
The issue is that most likely there won't be a July meeting, and then we'll run the danger that we miss the early bird registration. That's why we're putting it through this meeting. But
Well, we'll just deal with it. Just deal with it. So are there councillors in the room on the 14.7? Are there any councillors in the room other than the nominated before with Councillor Hamilton that wish to go to that waste conference at the Crown Towers?
Who's paying?
You are counselor.
You are.
And it doesn't include accommodation. Sorry, are you putting your hand up to go?
Yes, please.
Yes, okay. Anyone else?
So you've got me in.
Yes. Yeah, it's on a Wednesday night for me, Mr. CEO, so it's council meetings for us. There are two places, but the capacity, we can change the recommendation.
No. The two places are for the Waste Management Community Reference
Group. Oh, Reference Group.
All the councils can go.
Can go. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate.
You'd like to nominate as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Could I potentially nominate Councillor McWilliam, and if ask her tomorrow, if she's not interested, could she email Marcus?
Yes, she can.
Yes, right.
Right, so that's the four councillors. Yep, got them all. Okay. So that's the recommendation. I need someone to move. Move to Councillor Jean, seconded by Councillor Ciccini. Anyone opposed? No, that's carried too then. Thank you. Thanks, Chair. Yep. All right, 15.1. I think Councillor Ciccini had a question on 15.1.
I did. Just with the sorry, getting the hang of this. Councillor fees and allowances, everything seems to be going
Bruce,
up.
Can you point us to a page?
Sorry, page 230.
Yep.
Sorry. Just looking at the forecast and the budget, the deputy councillor meeting fees seems to have gone down. Is there any reason for that when the pattern is going up for everyone else?
Mr. CEO?
If I could respond to the chair. In terms of the councillor fees, including all the deputies, that was a resolution of council previously to be the maximum. So that is established by SAT. And in terms of your fees, that's actually gone up. There is, in terms of per meeting fee, this year is $238, and for next year will be $244. We've reflected that. The only reason why we made the amendments is based on the expected number of people attending. Remember that they are based on meeting fees. So in terms of the budget figure in totality, it's a reflection of that. But in terms of the meeting fee itself, it's actually gone up.
Thank you. All right. So can we have someone move the item? Councillor Thomas, someone to second. Councillor Jeans. Oh, did you put your hand up? Councillor Hamilton, not Councillor Jeans. Thank you. Anyone opposed? No? Declare it carried. Righto. So we are on to 16. Reports from delegates. We don't have any. Members on 17 motions which have previously been given. There's nil. 18 new business of urgent nature. There's nil. 19 is yes, done, as is 19, 1 and 2. Sorry?
No, we didn't do 19, 1 and 2. Remember you wanted to do that, but we didn't.
We both did 19, 3. Oh, didn't we do 19, 1? We both in bulk.
Yeah, we're
both.
Yes.
You're testing my brain. Testing my FOGO fog, not FOGO fog, is it COVID fog? All right, where am I now, Mr. CEO? He's confused me. Up to 20, aren't we? Yes. Future meetings of council. So they are listed on the page, and you've seen it there.
If required, but it's unlikely that we will
have a July meeting.
Briefing on it,
yeah. That's good, yeah? Happy? Everyone says happy, okay. Well, on that note, I'll close the meeting at 7:15. Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay.